I'm delighted to welcome today Hayley Wheeler, who is the founder of Emotional Mind Dynamic. Welcome, Hayley.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
So it's been a while since we've spoken about your wonderful, wonderful creation. So let's see where we are now. So Emotional Mind Dynamic, what is that?
It's a six-step process that helps adults, children and families improve their mental well-being. It's all around self-development, and it looks at the internal, working from the inside out, that people can understand themselves better and take control of their health decisions, their life decisions and relationships.
Six steps. How did you get to the six steps? I'm sure you didn't just wake up one morning and go, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I'm imagining that's a whole process that you've come to create this. So talk us through how you created it and why.
Yeah. So back in 2015, I found myself at the depths of my depression, and at the same time discovered that my 11-year-old son had been born with anxiety. There was all these signs for years and years and years that he was so different to the other children. But while I was feeling like a failure, typically, I had this kind of revelation, really, that it was anxiety with him, not the temper tantrums I thought it was. So I don't know why I didn't turn to the medical model. I didn't turn to medication. I didn't go to my GP. I just felt this determination to help him. So trying to teach him how to understand what anxiety was, taught me about anxiety, then trying to teach him how to communicate with me what was going on for him. It was a lot of back and forth for a long time, trying to understand the internal patterns. When he got better, so he was going sort of at the last stages for him, he was having 8 or 9 panic attacks a day. And then he had his last panic attack on the 6th of September, 2016. So I knew that this stuff that I'd been doing with him was working. So it was kind of based on emotional processing and learning about who he was as a child, what anxiety meant for him, what anxiety is in general. So I then went on my own journey of self-discovery, and I just spent loads of time failing, feeling like a failure, but just learning about myself rather than learning about the world, which we learn an awful lot about. We don't learn about ourselves. So teaching myself about who I was, where my messages were, what I'd learned about myself, the beliefs I'd come to think were true about myself, learning about my values, as well as emotional processing, expressing and releasing. And all of this put together, just, it took me 2 years after my son. So altogether, from 2015 to 2018, so 3 years of me battling for him and myself. But all this knowledge of learning about myself, I was able to put that into a package and started working with clients with it. And I was seeing the same results with clients that I was seeing with myself. And it's developed a lot since it started, where it was when it first started. It's developed a lot. And that's thanks to working with people and allowing them, you know, they've taught me things along the way as well that I didn't learn in my own journey. So I'm able to put that into the program as well. So the six steps are just about learning, making sure that we do things in a certain way so that we are able to process emotions. We identify the emotions first, we process them, we express them and we release them. Because what tends to happen in therapies is that there's a lot of talking around emotions and we talk about situations, but we don't really release anything. And that's become a big topic of conversation with a lot of my clients. So this really is about bringing people to a conclusion, not just sort of sitting and talking. There's lots of homework. There's lots of things to be done in order to get to that conclusion and release all those emotions.
It's interesting you say that, because I've just finished running a health retreat, and some of the ladies on the health retreat had breakthroughs that they hadn't anticipated. None of us had, but certain things came up through the disbehavioral profiling that you and I may talk about in this conversation. Mm-hmm. So when you understand yourself, you're able then to put yourself in situations that serve you rather than continually putting yourself or being put in situations where other people expect you to perform, almost like a puppet show kind of thing. Because we go through life, don't we, with other people's beliefs and values, you know, from a child, you know, the child absorbs whatever's around them. And the psychologists may disagree on other things, but most of them agree from the age of about 7 or 8, the lid is on, we are who we are. And then we go through our rest of our life with this, these limited beliefs, these values that actually aren't ours, they're other people's. No wonder we've got, you know, such a mix up. So what was your background before then, Hayley? How did you know? I mean, when you say, you know, learning about yourself, that's you and I know what we're talking about. But to the average person, you know, Mrs. Smith in the street, no offence to Mrs. Smith, where do you start? How do you begin learning about yourself?
Well, for me, it was a bit of an eye-opener, really, when I worked for a domestic violence charity. Every client I worked with, every service user, every woman who came through the door had low self-esteem. And it really resonated with me. So back in 2006, when I was pregnant, I didn't know it was my daughter, but I was pregnant with my daughter at the time. I decided that I was going to go on this self-discovery journey. So I started way before 2015. It just became a little bit more intense, I suppose, in 2015. The self-esteem had been a massive issue for me. I didn't like who I was. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted out of life. There were so many things I didn't know about myself. And seeing the impact of self-esteem, a low self-esteem in particular, with all the women coming through the door, just made me want to learn more about it. So really, it's about education. Because we send children to school, we send them then off to college and they might go to university. But then we send them off into life to just go and live this life that we don't really have the skills and ability to live. So for me, it's about understanding who I am, what the world around me is, what I understand that world to be, and how I fit in it. And do I want to fit in that kind of world, or do I want to create my own kind of life in my own way? And as you've said earlier, taking on other people's beliefs is really hard because they become your truth for a long time. So trying to sort of understand that those truths may not be the truth, they may just be something that you've come to believe. So I look at the reality of things. What is the reality? You may believe, and I work a lot with clients who think they are bad people or who don't like who they are. And I want to know what the evidence is behind that. And mainly the evidence is something somebody said or hidden messages they've picked up throughout their life. But it's not true.
So, yeah, take other people's beliefs and values and so on is huge, isn't it? But they're things that we're never taught. You know, you mentioned at school, we're not taught about values. Values is a big thing now, and lots of organisations, they put on their websites, and when they're hiring people, you know, they're asking individuals what their values are. So I think things are shifting for the better, but I think we still have a long way to go. What are your values, Hayley?
My biggest value is integrity. That's my top value. But I think below those values are respect, honesty, and I suppose they're kind of in the same family, aren't they? But definitely well-being and putting yourself first, because we are taught in society to put everything and everyone else first. Particularly, I think, you know, men are taught to put their job first and they're supposed to be the earners of the family. Women are taught to put children first and family members. And I just think we need to unlearn those things. But until we recognise that they are unhealthy, there's no need to unlearn them. Or we don't realise there's a need to unlearn them.
Exactly, and it's why we do things. It's the big why. I mean, there's lots of books written. Simon Sinek, Why? You know, what is your why? And unless people understand why, they're not going to embrace whatever it is any of us are saying until people have a big enough why. The people I work with in health and wellbeing, helping them to reverse serious illness and disease, that's the first thing I ask them. Why do you want to live? Why is your health important to you? And for some people, actually, the why isn't really big enough, and guess what, they don't recover very well or at all. So having the why, asking the question, so why have you got the beliefs, why have you, you know, why do you live by these values and so on? Yeah, absolutely, I can get that. So the name emotional mind dynamic, that's a nice name. I like that kind of explains what it does on the tin.
Yeah, it's the second draft, actually, because it was initially a different name. But when I went to register the name, it was already registered. So I wasn't going to fight. I wasn't going to fight in a trademark war, because there was somebody in Spain, I believe, and somebody in Germany who had registered, and they were already. So I changed the name. And I think it does, you know, for me, the connection between the mind and emotions is the gateway to improving mental health. And I think we even look at mental health from the wrong perspective, maybe. You know, we've come to believe that mental health is a negative thing, but actually it's just the state of our mind. Mm-hmm. So if we start to talk about mental health in the state of our mind, we start to look at things like mindset, as you said, in organisations, mindset is a big thing. attitude, perception. And then we look lower and, you know, deeper, and we look at the emotional state and how impactful that is on mental health. But until we start to change the perception of mental health, then we are going to still be stunted in the way that we talk about it.
I'm kind of trying to train myself to talk about mental wellness rather than mental health, because mental health has a kind of a negative connotation to it. It's assumed that you're not very well if you've got mental health challenges, but it's mental wellness, isn't it? It's about strengthening our mental wellness, our physical wellness, our emotional wellness. Tell us about your study. You've done a study or a trial or something with the university. Tell us about that, Hayley.
Yeah, so last year, it was the start of the study, but it was 2 years prior to that of getting everybody together. But through the Life Science Hub in Cardiff, I was able to approach Cardiff University and Bangor University, who came together to do the study. So their study was about the social return on investment, as well as the actual results for the clients as well. So we did a retrospective study, and then we did a study on the new blended option. The retrospective study was on people who have been through the program up to now it would be 5 years prior to the study. And they were looking back at, you know, what their journey was and where they've come to. And then the new study, people are going through the online program, and they had support with myself then, quite limited support, but they had support to take them through the program. And we had, you know, there's 100% success rate on this, with particularly with the retrospective and even with the online. And it measured mental well-being and confidence as well. And they're quite high numbers of success. There was a slight difference in the people who went through the blended program. They were submitting their results quickly. Some of them, on the day that they finished the program, they were submitting their results. Whereas the retrospective study, people had time to process things, to use the tools, to feel more benefit from the things that they'd learned within the program. So it would be interesting really to go back and revisit the newer clients who did the blended.
Brilliant. So it's not just a simple woo-woo thing that you've created, and there is substance to what's what, and have two universities proving your model. I mean, it's absolutely astounding. Well done. I take my hat off to you.
Thank you. One of the big results out of it as well is that there is a proven now £7 return on every pound invested in the program. The businesses and communities and will get a social return of £7. That was quite a big revelation, really.
That's very good. So organisations, any organisations listening to this, that's a really good return on investment, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what type of clients do you work with? Organisations, individuals? I would imagine a mix of both. But where do you make the most impact?
I think for me, people are people. So it doesn't really matter the environment that people are in. So I work with, on the one-to-one side, I work with clients age range from 5 to 18. That's been my client range. Corporates then, it would depend on what they're looking for, and because we could, you know, that we're just about to adapt the online program to create a self-development version of EMD. So what I want to do is use those same skills in corporate, and just I think sometimes we look at self-development from a different angle, and I'm not sure it always works long term. My idea is to work with corporates to get that long term change, to get the loyalty from their staff. Yeah, working with anybody really, where there's people, there's EMD.
Brilliant. So where would you suggest people start? So if they find themselves in a situation where they're lacking confidence, they're having panic attacks and so on and so forth, they don't like themselves, whatever the thing is for them, where do they start? What's the starting point?
They could get in touch and have a discovery call, and just to see where they're at and what their understanding of the situation is, and just then to see where the emotional mind dynamic is the thing for them. And that discovery call then is no obligation to buy in the discovery call, but definitely you walk away with some things that you can use and put into practice straight away.
Brilliant. And how do people contact you, Hayley?
They can contact me on telephone 079 66 189 084. or email hayley@hayleytwheeler.co.uk. And I'm on all social media as Hayley T. Wheeler. So if they wanted to just get in touch and just stalk me a little bit on social media, they can find me on any social media as Hayley T. Wheeler.
Brilliant. Okay. And Hayley is H-A-Y-L-E-Y for those listening on podcast. And tell us your UK phone number again.
07966189084. And it would be, the code would be 044.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. So Hayley Wheeler from Emotional Mind Dynamic, thank you so much for your time today. I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Thank you.